starts in less than an hour. We'll get you ready for the Bucks and Giants as Pittsburgh goes for a sweep out west against a team that's fighting for a playoff spot, the Giants. A day away from MLB's trade deadline. Things are moving at a glacial pace throughout the league. A guy no one ever heard of was traded from the White Sox to the Yankees today. That's the extent of it. Still just the Adam Frazier move for the Buccos. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, former big league pitcher Matt Clement with us. Matt, you were traded a couple times. Give us a good trade story involving you, or maybe a trade deadline story involving a teammate.
Well, my two trades were ironically 364 days apart with like 3 days left in spring training. So I don't have the trade deadline feel, but also I think that might be the worst time you could possibly get traded, getting ready to move into your new city and have everything ready to go and your family. And then everything falls apart on you and you're going to a whole new situation and you have to start over and get rid of all the leases and cars getting transported and everything else. So it's,
does the players union help with that, or are you on your own in that situation, Matt?
You get some assistance from both the teams. Actually, when I went from San Diego to Florida and Florida to the Cubs, both the teams like help. You know,
that's traveling secretary territory, right? That traveling secretary's got to be
interesting.
Burning the lines up, I would think.
Yeah, and you know what? You have good, really. You know, as a player, I always tried to treat everybody at the highest end, because of situations like that. Also, that's just how I am, number one. But also in situations like that, like they're obviously more willing to, like, you're in a panic mode. They're going to figure things out for you, but that's part of their job description, a traveling secretary. And honestly, there were two kind of out of the blue trades for me too. Ones I wasn't expected. I wasn't rumored to be traded, and it happened. The one trade happened. My wife was in, we were in Florida and we were in Melbourne getting ready to basically go over, you know, go to Fort Lauderdale or Pembroke Pines area for that season with the Marlins. And I got traded to the Cubs, and I happened to have one of my good friends was in town visiting, watching me play my last spring training start. And he drove back with my wife to Pennsylvania. I canceled his plane ticket. He drove back and helped her get back to Pennsylvania at the time. Those are just kind of how things work in that situation. So this is a little easier right now. Not easier because it's a small time frame you're looking at, not the whole season.
Matt, I try to catch myself when I'm doing this. You know, the players are human beings here who are getting traded. It uproots things. You just described it. You get traded right at the end of spring training. Did you feel like either time it hurt your ability to perform to the level you expected to perform right at the start of the season because you were so just trying to get your bearings basically over that 2 week stretch or thereabouts?
Maybe to an extent. I think the more, as you asked that question, what came to my mind was like the urgency to do well in a new situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have one chance to make a first impression. You don't have all spring training to make that first impression. Where you're learning your way through, you have a couple bad outings. Like the urgency to like kind of fit in and show that you have a little bit. There's a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you. Some like, you know, I'll show them why they trade me. You want to show, you want to prove them wrong for trading the other team wrong, like the Padres and the Marlins when they traded me. Like you have that a little bit going on, but also like that urgency to like kind of like show that, you know, they made a good move at the same time, like they're picking you up.
Who was a guy on the Cubs when you got traded who made you feel real welcome, like it was an easy transition into the clubhouse because somebody was there that just kind of smoothed that out and what have you?
Easy. Joe Girardi. I mean, it was like my favorite, you know, one of my favorite people that I, you know, ever played with, but also got to throw to. And he was my catcher when I walked in the place. And he was one of those guys like you're playing. And he was almost like he was like managing the team as a player, like as an assistant manager, an assistant coach, when you walked in. And just, first off, just a tremendous human being and person to be around and leader. But like, and he helped me immensely pitching wise, honestly. Like it was the thing I kind of needed when I got to the Cubs, was having that, having that catcher to like to take me under his wing and let's figure out, you know, almost like he wasn't doing this, but to me he was. Like, okay, you have all this potential. Let's figure out how to get all this potential out of you and make you a big league player.
Matt Clement with us here, 93.7 The Fan, MLB analyst. One more reminiscing question, then we'll get to the topic of the day, and that's what the Pirates should do. You were on the Cubs when the Pirates made one of the most infamous trades in their team history. They sent Aramis Ramirez and Kenny Lofton to the Cubbies. And the Pirates got back who, Mulsey? Bobby Hill?
Bobby Hill, Matt Brubeck, and I believe Jose Hernandez. Not that I think about that trade all the time and clutch my fists.
What was your
anger.
Reaction, Matt, when you got those guys from the Pirates for basically nothing?
Well, I couldn't have named any of the people we gave up. I could tell you that. I remember them now, but no, I couldn't have named any of them if you had asked me. I would have lost that trivia question. But it was like a burst. Like for a team that like we were that year trying to, you know, as we did get to the playoffs and went around, and unfortunately what happened at the end, we won't talk about that incident, but bringing in those two guys was like a burst of energy into our team. And especially somebody like, you know, probably, I guess one of the guys that I think was misunderstood as a player until you played with him was like Kenny Lofton. Like, what a leader, what an awesome guy. What a, like a leader is a leader of the lineup and a leader as a player, and just really a really fun guy to play with, and really made a huge difference. And then obviously Rammy was, he is what he is. He's a Cubs Hall of Famer now. So that's where that trade really like,
yeah. Matt, do you know the Kenny Lofton trivia question that covers the two sports that you hold nearest and dearest to your heart?
I don't know the trivia question. I know he's a hooper, though.
He is the only player, to my knowledge, to appear in both the Final Four and the World Series.
Wow. I did not know that.
He could play some basketball over at, Arizona, I believe.
And if you would put a ball in Ethan Morton's hand, he might be able to claim the same thing, Matt. What the heck? You didn't teach him a curveball?
People tried to get me to do that at one point. They were trying, but he was already too far down the road in basketball to go that route.
All right, we've asked you this a million times, but obviously things are fluid and things change. Where do you come down right now on the Pirates trading Mitch Keller and or David Bednar?
Well, I think this Bednar market is so crazy right now with the, like, it's gotten better for the Pirates. Now, he's continued to pitch so well, which has really helped it. But I think that, like, the way, you know, you have Clase kind of getting removed, you have the Dominguez trade last night. It was like a rental, but a top 10 prospect. You have a lot of people putting themselves in positions to pay big.
Yep.
I got to say this, both sides of this, right? I think David Bednar embodies Pittsburgh, and I don't want to see him leave. But at the same time, me knowing him, and I'd like to see him get a chance to win. Like, he could end up on a rot, like what we were just talking about, that excitement. He could be the Kenny Lofton of a team and have the chance to win right now. And I think the Pirates could get a pretty good haul back for him that I don't know they thought they could get. Even, let's not talk about how the season started, but like, even since he's been going good, I think it's a pretty big haul you're going to get back. It's funny. You look at major league rumors right now, and it's all about relievers. You're going to win. People that are going to win this thing, they're going to win with relief pitching right now. It's at an all-time premium high that these are the people that are winning games right now, and they're paying for those people right now. So I just think, like, the Pirates in the situation they're in, you know, I think it's a trade. It's a trade that needs to be made because of the haul you can get, and also I look at it from the side of the other side. I'm sure he doesn't want to leave Pittsburgh because it's home, but he could also have a chance.
Matt, I got to cut you off here. We have breaking news that just came in per intern Dom, just got in my ear. Key Brian Hayes has been traded to the Reds.
Wow.
Breaking.
Alex
Jeff Passan.
Stumpf, yeah, Mark Feinsand, they all got
it. Brian Hayes has been traded to the Cincinnati Reds. Hayes is among the best defensive players in baseball. 5 years of club control beyond the season. We don't know right now what the return is.
What's your reaction to that just right off the bat, not knowing the return, though, that he's not only traded but to a division opponent here, Matt?
Well, I just think we talked about him a couple weeks ago. I think with the contract that he had, that was another move that needed to be made. So, let's hope that the the results of the trade and the prospects that we got back, or hopefully maybe a lineup guy right now, is big. But I think the bigger contract, where you are as a team, kind of having to rebuild that offense, you know, doesn't surprise me. It's hard to evaluate the trade until we,
yes,
until we
of course,
see what we got there. And but at the same time, like, not unexpected, and you know, gives some, I hate to say this word, like some financial flexibility for the Pirates, because you don't know what they're going to do with that financial flexibility.
Well, that just is kind of my first thought, is they really wanted to move on from him because you trade him to a team in your division.
Matt, I'm curious to get your thought, because I usually say this, and you pitched, and you struck a lot of guys out, but you obviously want guys behind you to catch the ball and field the ball. If I were a pitcher, I'd rather have a third baseman that could pop the ball over the wall and drive in runs than a guy who fielded it like Brooks Robinson. I want my defense to be great up the middle. I want my shortstop. I want my catcher. I want my center fielder. You know, I'm curious from your perspective, did you really care if your third baseman was a Gold Glover or not?
Well, obviously it was nice to have that if it was the case, but that wasn't I would tend to agree with you. Like, my priority is, especially I started my career on some rough teams where I had bad run support. I can't win without runs, and it puts you in such a disadvantage and as a pitcher, and you start to pitch differently when you feel like runs aren't going to be scored. So, and I think one point to be made, like, you know, Gold Glove third baseman to the middle of the range third baseman isn't that big of a difference. You know, these guys in the big league, they don't make errors. Like, you flip a game on, you see an error, and it's almost like uncommon. They make all the routine plays. They make the hard plays look routine. They're big leaguers. You know, guys are playing in the big league infield are good infielders. It's not like you're not going from Ke'Bryan Hayes to the dude that's going to boot 25 balls at third base.
Matt, thank you so much. I wish we could sit here and do this for another half hour and wait till we find out who's coming back from the deal, but we have great sponsors we need to hear from, and we'll break it all down next week with you as far as
sounds
what the
good.
Pirates
Thanks,
didn't
guys.
Didn't do. You bet. Matt Clement with us.
Man.
Yeah.
Pirates wanted that. We knew they wanted that contract off the books.
And Charlie Hayes seemed to know something.
He did.
The Charlie Hayes tweet that we brought up a couple days ago. Yes. There you go. I agree with our boss who just walked in and gave us a thumbs up on how that conversation went.